Anyway, so we come to the last Shir Chatzitza, Bez Hashem, to finish up the Simon. The Lama Chorus here, we'll try and get through them, not really that difficult. And it's really like almost, I would say, in Yanim Shonim, you know, different random topics that are related to Chatzitza. So the first relates to what we call, fondly, the mikveh lady, right? Having a mikveh attendant. The Rosh writes in Hilchos Mikvos, in the first source, Simon Chav Ches, Ritzorach Shtei Isha Omedes Alem B'Shas Tevila. There should be another woman there when she immerses herself in the mikveh, not because we need an edus. It's not a din that you have to testify. Remember, we learned earlier in the year, right? The Sofra Law, we rely on the woman, Eidech Adem B'Sur, while we rely on the woman herself to say she's an edim, say she went to the mikveh, and no edim are necessary. But you have to have another woman there for the simple reason, Shatira Shenichlas Akul Omayim, to see that she take went into the water, especially in terms of her hair. You have to make sure when you go down, sometimes hair, if you have long hair like women have, they can kind of float to the top and it didn't get under. That's what the purpose is. That's how the Rosh writes. Seems that that's a must. And that's a must. The Rav in the Balei Nefesh, Shara Tzila Siman Aleph, mentions that as well. He says, Source 2, I'm fine. But then he gives another option. She should sort of wrap or tie her hair, you know, on the top of her head. Obviously, with material, it's not chotzit. Right? We spoke about that earlier in the simon, certain types of things that are not chatzitzas. They're not dirty, and shamayim mecholovamahem, and not thick, so that the water can get in, etc. Inami or bechutei seyar shein chotzin, strands of hair that are not chotzit. Again, it goes back to the very beginning of the simon. Okay, if I feel him hudok and it's tight, my time agav the shulim lo mehad kishaper because they're the way they're softer, so they don't become that tight. And water gets in. So the Ravid, you'll notice, gives a second option. You don't have. It sounds like he's saying they don't have to have another woman there. The issue of the other woman there is to make sure hair went down. But she ties her hair down. She wraps her hair like a bun or something like that, or something where it's tight and but loosen up water gets in. Then she goes down. Then you could leave without another person there. The Rosh Bo seems to concur in the Torah of Isaac Kotzer by Zion Shar Zion 3. Aisha Tzorach Shetamot Isha Cheres Hagavish Atzilu Tir Shalom Tehisar Misar Zosho Tzapa Penavayim. Right, but Karcha Sarosel Rosho B'Dover Sheno Chotzeitz. If she did wrap her hair with something that's not Chotzeitz, then Alpha Pishu Zavelas Bein Alamein Atzma also Atzilu Torah. It counts. Now it sounds like the Rosh Bo is sort of see the Rosh only mentions one thing. The Rosh says you have to have a woman there. The Ravid seems to give you two equal options: either have a woman there or. And the Rosh Boa seems to really side with the Rosh. It's better to have a woman there if, like the Chatchilish woman there, but the Eved, if she went in by herself, but her hair was tied down, that didn't wouldn't really stick out of the water, so then it counts. You follow? It's kind of like a Chatchilish with the Eved. All right? The Kolbo, the quotes from the Ram Rutenberg, says, Simon Peivov, source 4, Kosov Haram, that's from Ram Rutenberg, Mishmoso Eden. Right? It's like Zatzal or whatever. Isha Shetovelas Tzvicha Lolichama Isha Yehudis. She has to have the other woman, has to be a Jew. O Bala could technically be her husband. O Nara, a young girl, as long as she can do also be a shamish, over by Smitsa. Right? The Yorubi Shom Yomechon. Liros im Tabla could have a low Goya. The person can't be a non Jew because Hov is Chazik Yisuri. You know, there's an issue here, and then the Goya might not realize exactly she has to go all the way down, or she'll say she went down, doesn't care that much, and so on. Same thing, and the same for Ogur. Simon Elef Shin Pezain. Kosa Maram. Same Maram Rubra Kishatuela. She's Sri Chaverta. Okay, a friend of hers, Shatira Tvilosa, Ubasir Bey Shano Milo, or another girl over the age of 12, Nemenes Lirosa Tvilosa, Avalo Basil Kham, Holy Kisur. Fine. Now, the question is there a machlokas here? In other words, that's what the Beis Yosef and the Bach discuss in source 6 and 7. Do we have a machlokas here? Now, as you read, it could be that the Rosh is insisting that no, the Rosh, you must have another woman. There's no other option. Okay, well, the Ravid is giving you two options, right? So the Beis Yosef, you're in the notes, ma'am, Rabbi Yosef says, he quotes the Rosh, and he says the Rosh Boa leans towards agreeing with the Rosh. Like I said, the Rosh Boa is l'chatchila. Certainly the Rosh is right. But the Eved, if she went down without another woman there, but she had her hair tied up in such a way that it wouldn't float on top of the water, stick out, so then it's okay. And Upir Shabbat Hashem arrived, the Torah quotes the Rabbi, and Zemachen Kazakam, Rosh Boa, etc. Nira Lechora, says the Beis Yosef, the lachlok al divrei harosh, heavy divrei ravid, that the rosh, that the tour quoted the ravid to argue with the rosh, but ain lafarish can. It's not true. Okay, and he brings various writers that says certain things are not chotzeitz and so on, and if they're not chotzeitz, lama lo salat tefila. Why shouldn't it work? Why would the Rosh insist, no, no matter what, you have to have another woman there? The whole concern, it's not Eidos issue, the whole concern is that their whole body was immersed at the same time, and that her hair went down. So she set up her hair in such a way. What's the problem, says the Beis Yosef? Okay, and therefore, the Rabbi is coming to tell, if you're stuck, the Rabbi is like the Rosh boy saying, he's not coming to argue, he's giving you another option in case there's no other woman available, right? But Rosh Rabbid, there's no machlokas. That's how the Beis Yosef learned it. There's no machlokas here. Okay? The Bach disagrees. The Bach there knows how involved, and Simchus Sarechas disagrees. He quotes the Rosh, and he says, Nir Rosh Rabbeinu, Rabbi Cholikwa Dibar Rosh. No, he's coming to disagree, because the Rosh is insisting that what? Bisamur Ishal Gabo, and Ein Lo Lismoch HaKrichas Ser Rosh HaChatchila. The Rosh is saying, no, the Rosh knew that trick too. Okay, the Rosh also knew about the tying the hair, you could do it, and the Rosh didn't recommend that. So evidently, he's saying, no, really, you should have another woman there, even if you can't tie your hair, that doesn't matter. Okay, and the Rabbi says, no, in Karchov, she tells you, this is good. The Rabbi says, no, she could have gotten another woman to come and watch him, but she didn't want to, she didn't. So therefore, it's okay, and I lach me lach to little shenies. If there's no other person there, she's no one else in the town, she's away on a trip somewhere, or whatever. Or, Inami and Chaverta Rotzelech, when she couldn't get him to come with her that night, or whatever, Ain Tzarech Shayam and Baal Gabo, and her husband doesn't have to stand it, because he might find the whole thing upsetting, or he'll see her naked, and not be pleased, and so on. And then it's okay, and he says, Afa Rosh Modib is there. The Rosh is Modib, the Evid, that it works with, you know, with tying her hair down. But anyway, the Bach bottom line says, you look at the end, Havala Rosh, Lechatchila Tzricha Yishach Eretz. And the Rabbi does know. The local Beis Yosef, not like the Beis Yosef, who learns the Rabbi and the Rosh are in agreement. So it's possible that it's a machlokas.
The Rosh will give me the evidence time.
The Rosh will say, but the evidence, no choice. I have to tell him that the mitzvah is no good. That's the Bach says. Sarri Paskin. So Shulchan Aruch says, here in Sif Mem, Sif Kuf Tzadik Chesu, it's a tzorech lamad al gabo Yehudis, gedol yosem yir beishan yom echad, that's to be a Jewish adult woman over the age of 12. Okay, Shatira Shalom Yishar Misar Rosh Afal Panem. It's the water floating, the hair is floating in the water. But Vim Eilo Misha Tamar Al Gabo. If there's no person there, Osho Belayla, meaning no one come at night, Ticho Sar Al Rosh, then she should tie her hair up, and so on. Bechutei Tzemer Ober Tzur Shemarosha, etc. Uvuvad Shatirafim Obishar Shoshu Chutim Chalulos or Koshos Bitan Rofas. As long as the with tying it is soft and loose, etc. As we said, okay. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to assume, like the Rosh, okay, it seems like the Rosh that what that really you should have another woman there, unless you're absolutely stuck. Okay, absolutely stuck, and then you can rely on that. Okay, and some Achronim disagree. Some Achronim said, no, we don't have to pass on the Chumrah. We could say it's just as good a choice to begin with. All right, the Sidrei Tara here in Sukkot Ayin Tes. Quotes at the first Shmuel, okay, Shmuel Kaiden, I think his name, or Shak. But it goes to all the rest of them, Nidah Kosav, Zel Shon, Komok, Gunir, Dafka, Beisha, Shaina, Zuiza, Ubulam, Mayim. Avahecha, Shazuiza, Vainan, of Hellas, Mayim, Vitofsa, Sarah, Vyoda, Hacha, Mayim, Olam, Hate, Varosha, Vaz, Posgada, Havishap, Tfila, Vishasarach, Yehol, Lismachose. He has this whole Kpeda, you know, about tying and so on and so forth. That's only a woman who's nervous in the water. So let's say a woman is very comfortable. And she doesn't tie it at all. She's going to take it in her hand. She's going to put her hand. Some people are nervous, even like I mentioned the other day, are nervous going to the water. She's not nervous going to the water. So she can actually pull just to make sure with her own hands, just pull the hair down like that, without even tying it down. Hear what he's saying? Because even it wasn't tied down. Okay? And, you know, so he says that Bishas al Chak, you could rely on that. Even if it wasn't tied and there was no other woman there, but she had it in her hand, as long as it was loose enough for the water to get in, then it's considered
she
to.
Let's go, right? Let's go in the water.
Right, we can let her go down, but I'm saying, right. But once she's in, she's in. Yeah. Okay, he said you can rely on that Bishas al Chak. Even if she didn't tie it down, actually, she's holding it with her hands, you know, when she went into the water. But she holds it down, so it's clear that then when she dunks under, then she can let go, like Binyamin said. But in other words, it doesn't have to be tied, you know, with an advance. So the Sidra Tara doesn't like it. What the Sidra has quoted, he says, Tara Shmuel says he doesn't love it, but he says, Shas al Chak, that'll work too. And the Pesach Chua, though, in Sivkot Nachav Beis, okay, says, he seems to disagree. He says that no, Im lo ostak tikun zev, tovla ben al atzma lo also tefillah. He says, no, she didn't do what Chazal said. Either there's another woman there, or it's tied down. Never mind doing the hand and so on. You can't. If she didn't do it the way that way, he quotes, they refer to the Siddur Torah, and the Shasakha can make it, but the Pesachei Teshuvah is not comfortable with it.
Wouldn't it be better to do that? Why is that?
No, it's tied down because you're distracted. You know, when you're going down, you have to make sure to hold it. And say, you know, it's a distraction. That's what the language was, right? Zriza, behula, b'mayim. You know, it's a matter of making sure you do it. When it's tied down, you know it's done. Right? You go down, it's not going to be a problem. Here, you got to make sure you have all of it or whatever. It may depend on how long your hair is, etc. Okay? Good. Next. Samach Zayin Aleph, the Gemara Nida says the following. Source 11. Okay, good. That's Sif Mem. Now we come to Sif Mem Aleph. The background is the Gemara Nida, Samach Zayin Aleph, Amar Gil Amar Rav, Nosna Tav Shalivna. She gave cooked food with her hands to the child. The Tavla of Olsa, then she went to the Mikra and came out, Lo Olsa no Tvila. Okay, why? Because the food is sticky, okay? And she gave it, she took something quickly to give to the kid, maybe it got on her hands, it was sticky. And Avagav the Hashtalaka, even if right now she doesn't find anything sticky on her now, but Amar Bridyoninofal, we had the expression of the day, but when she came out, whatever that Rashi, they don't know exactly what that word means, but someone she shook, or when she came out of the water, it came off, but that doesn't mean it wasn't there when she went down. So that's what the Gemara has, according to the Girsa we have. I say that because Tosus, in Source 12, and Samus Avanalaf, and he did, Yimamasal Nosna Tav Shilathom, throws in another whole phrase here, which our version of the text doesn't have, but Rabbeinu Chanal did. The Pirush Rabbeinu Chanal Kosev Od Memra Cheres She'ena Ksuba B'Sorim Shalano. Namely, Mizuhi, here it is. Mafsheles Es Bina V'Tovelas Lo Also Latzvila. Another case. Mafsheles means the Tosef Yisrael Mafsheles Bina L'Acharev. She had her kid on her back. Okay, her kid was like over, or maybe his hands were like, you know, somebody hold the kid up like this, you know. By his rear end, and he's leaning over the back. And then she was, at that point, her shirt was off, right? She, Aruma. Okay, she was Aruma. V'lo ha'abedela, v'tavla, lo also latzvila. Why? The chashin and shema havala diinuka tit chayotzva v'nidbak b'imo. Because the kid may have had, you know, the kid was eating lollipops or playing in the mud, and he's got stuff on his hands, and now he's hanging on the back of his mother, and he touched her back, and the stuff got on him. She didn't realize. Here. You know, babies always have sticky hands, sticky fingers, and so on. So some gook might have gotten on her, okay. And v'chotzes b'lasol yada. And I forgot the chazina lo hashda leka b'dialeh. Even though now we see something on her, chashin demu b'liosim until enough for b'dioni. Huchlak shuk by derech enough for b'dioni. Kepir shem and came pirshem and chananu. V'tzarich lo ma'ishos mavshels b'na afiru leflif nei tefilosim b'samach alav dafka b'tefilosim. This is only that happened right before she went down. You know. So we're about to go to the mikveh. It doesn't usually come up in our case the baby's not with you when you go to the mikveh. But let's say she had the baby with her, couldn't find a babysitter. So the baby came and it happened right before she went down. That's what we're talking about here. But the bottom line is there's a new case that's thrown into the mix. Our Gemara doesn't have that case at all. Okay, Tosus quotes, but Chanan had such a gear, so which is not in our text. Okay? The Rush in Siman Lamed Daled also has this text. Aware of it, he quotes in Siman Adal. It's the same din as the case we have. Amar Gil Amar Rav, Nosna Tav Shalib Na V'Tavla, and Viv Shalib Na L'Acharev V'Tavla. Acharev V'Tavla. In both those cases, Lo Also L'Tvila, even though there's nothing on her, okay, it maybe fell off when she came out. So, in other words, the din is the same. The din is the same as in the case we do have in the Gemara of Nosna Tav Shalib Na. Namely, Lo Also L'Tvila, the Tvila is no good, even if you find that her is not. Nothing sticky or dirty on her now. We may assume that it fell off and it was on when she went down. So the point is, instead of where we have one case, the Girsa ben Chananel, and the Rosh also seems to accept that, Lahalocha is, they have another case as well. And the Rambam brings both cases Lahalocha. The Rambam apparently also had that Girsa. Perak Beis of Ilchus Mikvos, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam brings that missing case. Hamavshelas b'nol acharev etavla lo also atzvila. Shema hayatit b'ragle atina ko b'yado v'nidbak b'ima b'shas tzvila v'chotze tzvachar she'olso nafon. Right? The Rambam brings it. You know, maybe the kid was had sticky stuff or dirt on him and then got onto the mother when she was holding him and now the tzvila was no good and whatever. And there's nothing on her now. Maybe it fell off. Right? So that's what he quotes on Halacha Yud Beis. That case, which doesn't appear in our text. And Halacha Yud Tes is a case that does appear in our text, namely, 14 Halacha Yud Tes. Neither shenas the top shel levna v'tavla lo also tefila mivnei hasham nunis shayadav. Okay, so there you go. So the Rambam also mentions both cases. The Shulchan Aruch also does. hair of Simon Simon Bemalim. Hamashel is Bala Choyak, Kishiro Matabla, also Batfila. Shema Tip Raga Tina Kobiot of Nibak Mukhot of Zatfila, Machashal Sanofal. Okay, the Gemara here, the Shohar here in Simon Bemalim brings this case. Okay, brings this case. Now, what's interesting is the Shach points out, the name of the Bach, Shach is called Nun Gimel, points out the name of the Bach, that the Bach says in such a case it does count. Why? Because we don't have that case in our Gemara. That's why. He says, we only had Aisa B'Shaz, Nosna Tafshul, also Tzila. But it doesn't have the other case. So the Bach seems to say, here's a case of the Bach's Mekel. Okay, bingo. We had one or two. Okay, but the Bach is saying that the bottom line is that Girsa does not appear in our text, and therefore we don't have to be Choshish for it. We don't have to be Choshish for it. Chazal said to be Choshish for it. Obviously, if she held her kid and it was sticky, we're not going to say, oh, it's not the Gemara, therefore it's okay. We're talking about where you know, there was nothing on her now. So that, then we have a chashash. Chazal imposed a chashash. Maybe it was on her and fell off. But the Bach says, quotes the Bach, says that, but we don't have that in our text. Okay? And therefore the Bach paskins, the also lo tefillah. Tefillah does count. Okay? So that's a machlokes. Again, it doesn't tend to come up nowadays because women don't have the babies around when they go to the mikveh. We are in a contemporary situation. Okay? So far, so good? Yes. Okay. 17. Next case. This is a Membeis now. Tosefta Mikvahos Perek Ches Halacha Dalet. Nichnesu Tsroros Kismin. There's little pebbles, a little piece of wood, little splinters, kind of things. Besidke Raglo. The Tosefta Mikvahos not only talking about women, talking about men being able to mikvah too. Sidke, the cracks in your feet, Malvata, underneath. Rekiva Omer, Eno Chotzeit Minhu Shebimnei Shukabes Astorim. This area, it's like under the cracks of the skin on the bottom of the foot and so on, especially if you have callous feet. So the Rabbi Kiva says, these are not chotzeit because they're considered like beis astarim, and that's it. It's mutter. The Rambam, however, paskins in Perek Beis Halacha Ches 18 of the Mikvostom, Nichnesu Tzroros Yekismen B'Sidkei Raglov Milmata Chotzeitzin. We said ain't a chotzeit, but Rambam apparently paskins not like Rabbi Kiva. Not like a Mekiva. The Kesef Mishnah there on the Rambam says, in Perek Beis Hilchos Mikvos Halacha Ches 19. Nichnesu Tzoros, but Tosefta Mikvos, Perek Ches, he quotes a Tosefta, and Mekiva says, not Chotzeit. Mashal Rabbeinu, the Kevin, the Rishwan, the Chidohu, Ksar La Pliya Rabbanan. Mekiva is quoted. Okay, Mekiva is a Das Yachin, and the implication is that the Chachon disagree. Mekiva says, Eno Chotzeit, but the implication is that the Rabbanan disagree. That's one thing. But Ode Shoma further. The time of the Rekiva Mishun Shalad, the base of Storm, Lo Be'in and Shei Ruul Abias Mayim. Rekiva holds, or might hold, that base, once it's in base of Storm, it doesn't have to, you don't have to worry about Chatzitza because it's, it doesn't have to be Royal Abias Mayim. But we pass in a Parak Hamad Kedusha, we saw already, Parak Tinokas, near in Tanita, Amrina Debin and Shei Ruul Abias Mayim, right? Color Royal Abila. Right? So it only has to be Royal Abias Mayim. It's got splinters. If you got the stuff there, it's not Royal Abias Mayim. And Rabbi Kiva disagrees with that principle, apparently, but we don't paskin that way. Okay, and therefore, that's the case of Mishnah. So in the Shohar, we have some Karo, writes, building off of that point, here in Simkut Sariches, if Membeis, Nichnes, Utsor, Shom, Besid, Karaglea, Melmata, Chotetim, we paskin is a Chatzitim. Okay, that's why, again, we remove everything. Remove everything. Okay, sometimes you have stuff between your fingernails, and between your toenails, or between your toes. You have stuff, dirt and other stuff. Right, sweat or whatever, you gotta get rid of it. Okay?
What seems in this case, another case before we had
about splinters? Well, those splinters under the skin.
These are on
the skin? This is like, it's not really, because it's in like cracks, you know, this kind of, that's what it says, Sidke Raglo. There are cracks or openings, you know, maybe even between the toes, maybe it's not under the skin.
Why is that more basic starum than splinters in the skin?
Right. Well, again, a splinter right here on your arm. This is like talking about a part of the body that's not exposed, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Assuming I'm wearing open sandals.
I think so. Yeah, that's what I think so. Okay. All right. Now, talking about chatzitzin beis hastarim, so the same Tosefta, actually the next Tosefta, in Mikvos, in Parakas Halacha Hey, we discussed this really already. It comes out earlier in the Sif, in the Simon, but it comes up in the Sif too. Asplenius melugma or retia shall base astarim. Okay, what if you have a bandage or some kind of covering, a cloth or something that covers some medicine, some ointment that covers, you know, for medical reasons, but it's on base astarim, shall base astarim. Rabbi Omer Chotzitz, and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Eino Chotzitz. Okay? Why? Because again, why would Rabbi say this? Rabbi Yehuda, I understand it's Eino Chotzitz. It's based on Torah. But Rabbi is why? Again, because it's the same rule. It has to be at least Ro Yilubias Maim. That's how the Rambam Paskins in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, next Halacha 22. Asmonis melugma retia shal beis hatzarim chotzitzin like Rebbe. V'afal pishenu tzorach sheikh mesumah mayim tzich mishu ruin v'lo yeh v'dor chotzitz k'mo shal b'yarnam. That's a good example of that. Alright? The Shulchan Aruch,
where is Ben? Is that like, how do you
have Ben? It's a kind of beis hatzarim on your arms or some place like that. Okay? It could be something in your mouth, like in your gums or maybe even the ear, the lower part of the nose, these kinds of things. Okay? Anyway, it's a chatzitza, because it's a royal abiyas mayim, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskins here in Sif Mem Gimel. Aspon is melugma retia shal beis hatzarim chotzitzin, and afri shen tzvichim shikonsu b'ma mayim, you know, they don't need water in the first place, but tzvichim shiruim b'loi b'm dover chotzitz, right? That you don't need water or something to go there, but it can't have a chatzitza. There are more adds, yesh omrim sha'isha tzvicha lahat, and he adds this interesting point on this, I want to mention it. I should have quoted the Rabban, but it doesn't matter. You have the Rambam. Yesh omrim sha'isha tzvicha lahatel mayim kodim tvilo. Im tzvicha lka. When I go to the bathroom, okay, she should do so before going to the mikveh. Okay, and they recommend that women try to go to the bathroom before they go to the mikveh. Im tzvicha lka. Sometimes you can't control it, so you may not have to go to the bathroom, but if she does, she certainly should. The gam tzvicha livdok atzv gdolim uvektanim. Right? You have to just check yourself in the kovim gdolim, the kovim gdolim, right? Urinate or defecate and so on. Those things have to be done. Shalot tzvicha latzor atzmo, because when you have to go to the bathroom and you kind of hold it in, okay, for a while, so then you're kind of closing that part of the body too much. It's too tight. Okay, no, no thing. So you're driving someplace, you go to the bathroom. Okay, so you wait to find the best stop. You have to hold it in. Okay, so that's the Ramah says, you don't want her, so take tzvicha latzor atzmo v'lo yiruv l'bias mayim. Then it'll be so tight, and now it won't be royal l'bias mayim. So he mentions, the Ramah does, that you should try and relieve yourself before going in. Gam tzvicha l'hasi tzos achotim. We talked about that already. Right? You should get, you know, any stuff out of snot or anything out of the nose. All right? The Shach adds, it's called Nun Hey, we're dealing with Beis HaStorim, so miu calls the enamakir b'dievet. No problem b'dievet from the Bach. Okay. The question is, excuse me, what's the Shach going on when he says that it's not makir b'dievet? He's going on what? On she should relieve herself first, or is he going even on the nose case? That's not clear. The Sidri Tara, it's caught in Pei Gimel, right? It's miu calls the enamakir b'dievet chen mashu b'ach. That's the Shach says mashu the af b'tzos achotem enamakir b'dievet. Sounds like the Shach's going on everything, but even the tzos achotem is not a problem b'dievet. But not everyone agrees that. After we go, Shardur Shamlo Hisi Gwaka had the tzvich livdo katzel in Dolom Ktanim. You look at the original source, it wasn't going on the Chotem case, it was going on that she should relieve herself and not be in a position to have to hold herself back. Relieving herself was tightening. That's where he says, that's where Shardur says, it's not Makiv Diyevit. That's where he said it. We don't know about the others. Okay, Lo Hisi Gwaka had the tzvich livdo katzel in Dolom Ktanim. The Holo Damiel Kartzos was out. Abitzos chotem, modem mishuchatzitzu, komokam, nimeloshon shach, then it's enamak b'dievet. It could be the tzos chotem is worse. We acknowledge the shach says what he says, but the Sidur Tara is saying that maybe it's different because it was a chatzitzu. We should be, and it's not true. That if you didn't, we said that if you didn't remove the tzos chotem, it's good b'dievet. That's what the shach said, well, we understood it, but. So it's hard to say not so fast. Maybe it's only one of the other cases that's going to be the evidence. This would not be good to be the evidence. Okay, now we spoke about Tzolosa Chotem. I'll just quote it here. I didn't quote it when we first learned it. We go to 26, the Chai Adam. And the Chochmas Adam Klal Kuf Chof Aleph. Os Aleph, Sif Aleph. He writes, V'tinoke Tzolosa Chotem V'tzolosa Nayim. Okay, Ma'ade Efshar, as much as you can. Abo Mashesh B'gova Chotem V'gova Znayim Ena Tzvichalotzi. And we learned that already, right? Stuff that's high up in the nose or deep in the ear, she doesn't have to remove. All right?
So the question is, you have to, like, blow your nose?
Because it depends. You know, if you have a cold or whatever else, it's good to wipe before going down.
That's over here, same way. Yeah, that's not a problem for the high.
Right, but if you have a cold, sometimes you have to blow it down. Yeah. Ordinarily, I think not. put it on. I'm going to blow it out. I don't know if it's going to blow it out right now. But if you have a cold, you know, you probably should, yeah.
How about like for ears? You use Q-tips?
Is that... So I think they use it. Just put stuff. You don't have to go too far in. Now they have all this thing. It's dangerous to go Q-tips. I'm not medical.
Yeah, I still do it though.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people.
Well, then there's why I did it.
What's that?
You feel great.
Yeah. You go too far in, and you do damage.
Yeah, you damage your
eardrum. Yeah. You go too far in. Yeah. People do that, they take the pen cap, and I say, that's not a good idea. Anyway, but it does feel good, right? All right. Good. Now, again, talking about hairs, move to the, that's now Sif Mem Dalet 28. The Rambam, Paskin, the Perek Beis Halacha Tes, High Sabos. Now this is a strange case. I don't really fully understand the Metzias. The Rosh Hashulchan tried to explain it. The eyelashes go in and out of something and pierce something. I'm not sure. I don't have to understand the case. Give me pause for 1 second. Someone sent me a message. I just want to make sure it's not. I'm so sorry. What does it say? Let's start with the Rambam. Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Tes. Hoisabo Sora Achas Oshtayim Chutz Lamako. She has hair right outside of a scab, a wound, you know, a mako. Rosha Mudbuk Lamako. Osho Shte Soros Rosha Mudbuk Petito Betsoa. Sometimes, you know, if you have, you know, you're bleeding, so the hairs get stuck to the, your hair can get stuck to where the blood was, right? Because, in fact, sometimes, as you know, medically, you know, when they have to do something, they'll shave the hair around it, no? When they do an operation, they do a... sometimes they'll cut the hair from the right around that area because you don't want the hair to get in the way. So if the hair somehow sticks, this one I don't understand. Rise of the eyebrows, or lashes, actually. Lashes, okay? I'm not sure what you did here. They would take the lashes and poke something, puncture them, put the hair through. I don't know, it holds it up or makes it look attractive. I'm not sure. I don't understand it. I know what the words mean, but I don't really understand the metzias exactly. Okay? But whatever it is, these are considered chatzitza. these hairs are considered chatzitza. All right? The Aruch Hashulchan tries to explain what we'll see in a second. That's the Rambam writes.
She's like lengthen her eyelashes.
Yes, yeah, I'm saying. I think it's some kind of false eyelash kind of thing, but they're not too much false eyelash. Some of her own things, so that she pulls them down or pokes them through something. Again, I think it's I'm not exactly sure. All right. Anyway, the Dark Emosha here and Oz Tez Zion with the asterisk 29. Venirly the Dvarim Ela b'Makbid. This whole thing that these hairs and so on are chotet, that's only if you're makbid. Otherwise, it's a mir, it's no makbid. Okay? Or you could say that Ef Shalom with Chai Gavna Rov Ben Adam Makbidim, or it could be even if you're not makbid, remember we discussed it at the very beginning of the Simon, you're not makbid, but most people are. Right? Rov Ben Adam Makbidim, but I'm a mir ta makbid Allah, but chotet is a chulam. This is nearly equal. I like that interpretation better. Anyway, what does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? It says that it is chotzeitz, okay, either because you're makbid or even if you're not, most people are. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Mem Dal 30, Haysa b'sara achas hoshtayim chutz l'maka rosha malavakas rosha mudbuk l'maka. Okay, some injury in the head, now the hairs are stuck to it. Osho shtei soros rosha mudbukas betita b'tzol, they also got stuck together. Osho shtei soros barise enem amata v'nokva v'tzi barise enem amala. Stuck, also the hairs are stuck. All these things are in the chatzitza. Okay? The Taz, we've got Lamentes, also maybe trying to figure out what that case is. He says, V'zeh nachon yoseh. Pirusha saros nochu yotzu derech oseh nekev l'mala. The hair came out through this little hole above. Again, I don't understand what the mitzvah is, why you do that. Derech ha-shulchan and tziv tzadi. That printing, he gives, trying to explain it. Okay. Ha-yisab ha-maka somuch l'rosha. He explains the case. Right? Ha-yisab ha-maka somuch l'rosha. Ha-saros ha-rosha chutz l'maka. Okay, the hairs were outside, but the hairs are not growing out of the makkah, but the hair is a little longer, so two strands of hair sort of stuck to this makkah. Same thing. The eyelashes and the eyebrows. Okay, and he says, "V'chein yeh lefomim yeh shegvinei mata ola seir ushteisos lamala, v'nokvin merisei einah melmala v'yotz mishama v'chatzitza." Okay, I try to explain the case. It didn't really help me. Okay, and then he mentions other things also. Okay. All right, I don't really fully understand the case, but the hair is by a wound, and someone's got to be careful that there are also chatzitz. So you have to look at them, get them wet, and move them out of the way. Okay? Next, Sif, starts with the Mishnah Mikvos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Beis. The lo yitbo ba'avak shalrag. The agav is dust. Okay? So kind of like clean yourself off so there's no dust on your feet. And in those days, today we don't walk barefoot. So in those days, they walked around barefoot, so you're always kicking up dust. There's always stuff in your feet. Like Avraham Avinu with the Malachim, right? You wash your feet. You have to wash your feet because you're walking barefoot. Okay, again, we have footwear, so it's not the same issue. But the Mishnah of God, Perek Tes Mishnah, he says, Lo Yitpo Avok Shal Rago. However, the Tosefta says, in again, Mikvos in Perek Tes, this time Alokha Alam, Hoy Rago of Mileos Avok Viyar the Tabal, the Mikvashish Barbam saw, Tor. So, is the Tosefta arguing? The Mishnah says you shouldn't do it. So again, it could be l'chatchil with the Eved. The Mishnah says l'chatchil, you shouldn't go. But with the Eved, if you did, then it's okay. Tor. Alright? Now, it's interesting because the word Tor is what we have in our Tosefta. That's how it concludes this case. Hoya rago mayas avak v'yarva tovol Tor. Right? So we want to say, it doesn't stream with the Mishnah. But it's okay because the Mishnah says l'chatchil, you shouldn't do it. The Tosefta is one with the Eved. However, the Rash, we don't have a Shimshin. In Mikvos, like we explained here, the parish on the mission in Mikvos, the Paragir Mishnah Dalet quotes this Tosefta, Tanya Tosefta, Reish Barches. Okay, look at the second line. Hayu raglo meleim avak, the yard the Talmud Mishnah saw, Tome! That's not our Girsa. That's a big Girsa difference. Okay, but our Girsa says, Hayu raglo, look at 34. The Rash, when he quotes that Tosefta, says Tommy. So his Girsa was, it was Tommy. Okay? So, yep. So that's the problem because the water makes whatever dirt into mud. So it's Tommy. The Rambam, in Perek Beis Halacha Yud, Lo yipol adam ba'ofer shavag labim tovol eino chotzitz. The Rambam follows the Tosefta again, being a b'di'evit, right? Im tovol, a b'di'evit. Okay, because the water probably washes it away anyway. That's the sora. He was concerned the water. If there's really a lot of dirt, that the water makes into mud, makes into teeth. That's a problem. The Rambam says, "Other the water washes away." I just want to point out to you, brother, the Rambam and the Rash had opposite girsas in the Tosefta. Okay. The Rash passing like the Tosefta according to his Girsa, Tommy, which matches the Mishnah, Lo Yipol. The Rambam passes according to his Girsa that it's Tor, but it's B'dievet. The Mishnah clearly shouldn't do it. That's Rambam says, Lo Sipol. In Tovol, so Yesh Mishnah, I'm Tovol, Eno Chotzi. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes both, yeah.
We just say that they have the same Girsa that it is Tommy, but the Rambam for Tommy is talking about the Taurus. Could we say that?
Oh, could be that. I have to look in the text there. That part of Prabhupada, that would work. I don't know. It sounds like it's on Tommy. Okay. The gears. I don't know. It's out of the machol. The mechaber edges of bets, right? It's in Mem-Hay 37. Lo titbol ba'avak shal ragleh v'him tovla yesh mishom v'shenachotzeit v'yesh mishom v'shenachotzeit. So that's the machol, it's Ram and the Rash. Right? Elin Kane Shifshaw Shatala Bechanan, unless she shook it off in the wash and hot water and so on and so forth. Okay, so the leaves are hanging. Bechanan leaves are hanging. But the evidence, I think there's what you make, again, all drop on it anyway, because the Yiddish had a market, but that's the Shulchan, you know, the first boat to the Rambam and to the Rosh, we had the two gears. Pesachet Tshuva, Tukhav Gimel, quotes, Hashayla, the Tshuva's play arguing, Shanishal al-dvar ha-noshim shekvutzosom tal-talim, the kind of long or curly types here, the nivsar al-roshim avak lovon shekorin powder. Okay, some type of powder, white powder. No, Johnson's baby powder. Okay, so he was, and they put people put on. I don't know, people put on the hair. Maybe they do. Okay, people put this type of powder. What do you call it? Talc? No,
The barber does.
Yeah, talc, right? That's what I'm saying. So is that called talc? What they use it? The barbershop, I think so. Talc. So
that's
anyway, huh?
Yeah, it's
Hoda. Yeah. So it says imchotzitz betzulin. And this one is chotzitz betzulin. Helen the Kaiman Shasulinoi, Hare Kigufo shall serve and a chotzitz betzulin. The cost of Shane Limo Bizesh, the Isha Mutarsi Bobagza. He quotes the Pisachua, quotes that this posting said it's not a problem for tefillin because it becomes blended into the hair. It's for noi person, it's not a chatzitza in tefillin. Okay, but don't learn from there to a woman. Okay, the miyad kashua sarf mayim, ozale hanoi, below odif suma avak shabagla. If your whole head is in the noi, but as soon as you go into the water, and then that's the end of the noi, right? Because it gets powder, the talc gets gooey or whatever. Okay, it's not noi anymore. And then it's no different than avak sharagleo. Lo odif to be avak sharagleo. I feel that that's a rambam. The avak sharagleo, I'm in a chot with the evid. The komokom b'ha rambam molded is a goryosim avak sharagleo. I'm not sure why. He said it's even worse. Even with the evid, it might be a problem. The rambam with the evid, at least with the evid, said Yutar, right? The Rambam said, Im Tova in a chotzitz by the Avak Shalagayim. The Rambam's make him the Evan. But he wants to say that he wouldn't, even in this talc with this powder on your hair, he wouldn't be, even the Rambam wouldn't be make him. Not sure. Okay? Next, what about going to the Mikveh with your clothes on? 39. So they weren't Beitza, we saw this Gemara. Okay, parts of this Gemara. Yuchet, it's not amazed. That's about you going to the mikvah on Shabbos and Yantiv. It looks like you're going to cool off, etc. So, in the course of that discussion, Warren says on Beit Yuchas Hanal 39, Toshma, Don't Rechiv Bar Ashim Rav, Nido She Ein Lo Begadim, Maremes, if you know all the close word, Maremes, U Toveles, Bebigdel. Okay? What is your clothes? Your clothes, the issue there, again, it's not a topic now, it's Yantiv, Beit Yuchas. The issue is that it's going to go in, so close, willy-nilly, the clothes in are cleaned also. Right? Clothes in are cleaned also when you go into the water. So she has no other clothes. And it's not dirty. Okay? So she can't wash it. So she make this trick and pretend to go into the water for herself, but don't go with your clothes on. Okay. Rashi explained, by Emerson, talking about 40 Kishili Vusha. Uslikala Tvila Afla Kalem. Okay? It was either dirty or it was tummy. The law of Mukhamilsijim is a kind of Tilfilis Atzmanichness. It's other mutually both, but still, but they're a Kameka. Right? The clothes became Tommy. She had no other clothes. Let's assume not dirty. The case is really there. It's Tommy. It's the same thing, but let's say that's the case there that the clothes became Tommy. So now we learned in that, the Zayman Beis and Beitza, that whereas a person can go, you can't demur. It's like changing halakhic status or something, right? It's a tikkun manan. It's not allowed on Shabbat Yom Tov. Okay, so you're changing the halachic status. A person, you'd always say, hey, I just wanted to cool off. Clothes, you can't do that. So here, you're allowed to do this trick and wear the clothes. That's the situation. But Memela, what comes out from there, indirectly, the sukkah there is not talking about Hilchus Tevila, okay, per se. But what comes out is that apparently immersing in a mikvah with your clothes on works. And therefore, the Rush writes over here in Hilchus Mikvah, Simon Chav Ches, 41. Neither Yechola Lipo Bibigadel, Bishamayim Nichnas and Tachas Abgadim, because water gets in. Okay, so it's a close, not a chatzitza. Now he acknowledges, you look at 42, the Rosh does, in the Hilchas Nida Bekitzer, again at the end of Hilchas Mikvos, he has the Hilchas Nida Bekitzer in 7 days, he writes, V'tif Shalachatchila, it seems to me he's talking about, V'tif Shalachaluka V'tipo, so you take off her garments and go. And it was Lachatchila, I think it's, you know, the Rosh telling you, it's better like that. He said elsewhere that if you did it already, it's good. Okay, Nidya Cholipo, but it sounds like Lachatchila, he's saying, I don't think it's a steerer from what he writes in Hilchos Mikvot, Simchot Ches, to the roads that he writes in Hilchos Neir B'Kitzer. I think Hilchos Neir B'Kitzer is telling the proper thing to do is take off your garments. But if you didn't, it's good. The Rambam, passing this way, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Mikvot, Halacha Zion 43, Kol HaTovel, Tzorach Shipol, Kol Gufa Kushu, Oro B'Basachas, okay? Then he says, V'chol HaTameim Shetovlu B'Bideyem, also until the Shamayim Boim Beheve Erechotasim. Ram also simply says, "Lachatchila, the heaven. Lachatchila is best to, you know, have completely naked, you know, all clothes off. But with the heaven, it works, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes here by us in Sif Mem Vav 44. Sif Mem Vav. Neither should Tavla be big down, Muteris Labayla. Okay. The only caveat that the Shach puts in Nun Vav is." It's dafka the type of garments that are looser fitting. Okay, I have a low ba'osan shemudakim, not tight clothes. I don't know what should wear those tight clothes anyway, but in Lamaisa, you know, if it's very tight, especially some type of clothes we have today are tight, even if, you know, not super tight, but they're tight. That'll be a problem. And he says, Shubha Sas came Ravani, quotes from Bad, and neither dafka isha bivadeh shem rechavos. The chavos are shekain hayom minik hanoshim shalahed kavosh adayin nagu arosh aretz kenak. You know these long women. Sometimes women wear these long flowy dresses. You know what I'm talking about? You've seen it, right? It's the women that wear this, especially aretz Yisrael, still today. No, it's certain women that wear these long, kind of very flowy dresses. You go into the water with that. There's plenty of, as opposed to tighter stuff. Okay. Aval ish bebegadav shein katzar b'tvuk labos. A man who has shorter, tighter clothing shouldn't do like that. Oh, isha bismarazeh. We've got a tzar, shorter, not such flowy clothes. It's a problem. And bring it down to contemporary times. There's quoted long one line from a long tshuva from Dain Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak, 46, Chelek Dalet Simon Lamed Hey. Minchas Yitzchak was named Yitzchak Weiss, who was originally in England, again, I think in Manchester, the Dain. Then he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he was the Dain of the Ein Haredes in Yerushalayim for many years. And he published a tshuva as Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Dalet Simon Lamed Hey. He says, not a new base back and forth. He says, Nachso, this is not the betfila be bedding suit. That's what those words mean, in case you figure that, right? They're going to make it a bathing suit. Habahuda keitev ala guf, which is pretty tight. I mean, women's bathing and men's bathing also are very clean, pretty tight in the body. Then bevadai lo also la tefila. Okay, you know, and that's what we most know gear, really, in a certain sense. Right? And a bathing suit we most know gear today. We're not going to have to make all your clothes on. But he's saying it's correct because the whole head of the Shulchan Aruch is loose fitting clothing, but something like a bathing suit would not work. Okay? Good. Next, Sif, Mem Zion, is about lice. 47. The Rekech writes in Hilchos and Simon Shin Ayin Vav. Shin Ayin Vav, 47. V'chei nir amin kinim shedvukim v'vosar. There's a problem. You have lice or other types of little bugs that are they stuck to the skin. The nose can board, they actually bite into your skin. It's very hard. I don't want to say ticks, but that kind of thing. Very hard. You can't just get them out so easily. Okay? But they're talking about here lice. Right? They bite in bimakom sayer. So, you know, you all had lice checks in school, right? They do with shampoo and certain types of medicine, whatever, that gets them out, that kills them. You know, so it's a whole issue. Okay, I remember, especially when my girls were little, you know, there would always be some problem in school. One kid had lice, and everybody had to go home. You had to wash all the dolls and, you know, put the kids in a tub. It was just a mess. Still those problems, I think so. When you were in school, they had, you know, lice, yeah, it was always an issue. So, you know, then the girls always have these dolls and have hair, you know. Anyway, so that's what it's all about here in this Rokeach. You have to you know, bathe in warm, hot water, through that warm water, that's what they would do, and then kind of scrape them out. But if you can't get them out, okay, at the end of the day, people are less, are not makbid, okay, and it's a makbid, so but yeah, but if you couldn't get out, it's okay.
Is that true? People aren't
laughing? Well, I don't know how it is today. You're right. I think what time people wore makpid.
You also can't eat them
out. Huh?
You
can't get them out. You can't get them out. Makpid. So today with lice, I mean, lice was always a problem. You know that men and women, you know, wore wigs. I mean, because of lice. You know, it was the George Washington, you know, was wearing a wig, right? They look on a dollar bill. In those days, people wore wigs. One of them was because their personal hair was cut very short because of lice. You know, if there's lice in your false wig, who cares, right? I think in England, still today, when you go to court, the bar, the lawyers have to put some kind of a wig on. You ever see that? Okay, but that's for, it's supposed to look snotty. I don't know if it does. But anyway, but you know, a lot of men wore wigs because their own hair, they had to shave it close because it was just too difficult to get the lice out. So it's a good question whether you're not makpid today. I think probably people are more makpid, okay?
But it's
on me. It's on, right. Now that may go back to actually what I'm going to tissue. That may go back to that question whether the hair counts as a separate entity in assessing role, remember?
Mm-hmm. There's still hair in your body, so.
Right, that's true. So you talk about getting cold. It's a little psychosomatic. Anyway, So the Shohar Paskins, it's in Mem Zayin, Min Kinim Shadvukim Bebosar, Venosha Be'or, Mokom, Seir, Venivokim Bechozik Bosar, called Tzarech Lasirin, Adecham Agorim Tzipor, Mim Eni Och Lasirin, Eno Chotzit. Okay? If you can get him out, though, then you have to get him out. That's what the Shach points out in Zikon Dun Ches. He says, Tzarech Lasirin, Mashma, Kol Shalom Hasirin, Afilu Dever Chotzit, Kevich Yochol Lasirin. So those that, the answer is, are you makpid? Yeah, those, and that's exactly the point. Ellie, those are your makpid, take, you have to get out. You do, there's no way out of that. If you can get them out, you have to get out. The assumption is when you can't get them out, you're not makpid, you're not going to stay home now for the rest of the next 6 weeks, right? You're not makpid, you have to go out with them. What can you do if they're embedded so tightly in there? Okay, and the Pesach Tshuva writes, according to Chav Hei, Hei Lechem Odeh Daniel, Nir Da'osim Tinuk Ha'at Demesim, Hadvukim b'ser, tzorach lasirin v'amichatitz. If they're dead, then that's what I'm saying. After you put the shampoo in, okay, and sometimes it kills them, that's what that's supposed to do, then yeah, it's not so pleasant. They usually wash out right away, you know. But let's say you didn't right away, that you are makpid on. No one goes around with the dead lice, so therefore, there would be a chatzitz. Okay, that could be no gear.
That would be a chatzitz.
Yeah. If they're dead, you have to get them out. That's the Pesach Tshuva says in Chav Ches. Chav, hey. So you go on Chav Hey. Right, the ones, if it's those you are makpid on, you can get them out. They're not embedded into your skin. They're not dug into your skin. They're dead. So you have to comb them out. That's what they do. You know what do they do when they have a lice check? They vigorously brush it, right? And they get the stuff out. That's what you have to do. Okay, maybe a pain, but the one has to do it. Okay. All right. So now we come to the last simon. The last sif. Sif memchas. Yes. So the it goes back to a gemara in Chulin about. Shechita, just to be able to work today, you know. But Adaf Lamra Aleph Mar Aleph. But someone comes up and needs it. In a case that do a Shechita there, you know, what kavana do you have to actually have? If kavana, what if you're just trying to cut something? Anyway, it says there, Itmar 51. Nida shenensa v'tavla. A woman who nensa means by accident or by force or something. It happened. She ended up going to the mikveh. Now, you wonder to yourself, how could that happen? How can you go by accident? But Rashi tells us, stay tuned. Rashi says in 52, L'kamei mefarish hechenetzik. We'll explain it, which you will. But let's say it happened. Omar Behuda Omar Rav, Tohora Lebeisa. She's mutaris to her household, meaning to her husband. Right? That's Rashi says, she's mutar, she's okay to be back with her husband. The tvila counts. Okay, even though it was unintentional. But Rasura Lecho Betshuma. But she remains tamei for the purpose of eating truma, kodesh. Okay, that's Rav. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af lebeisa lo tahara. No, not tahara lebeisa either. It didn't count. So Amar le Rav le Rav Nachum, le Rav the Amar tahara lebeisa asura lecho betruma. According to Rav, who said that she's mitaris to her husband just asini truma, avon kareis hutra isur misa rabaya, which is more strict. Which is more strict? A tummy, a neither with a husband, a woman who's neither with a husband is a stricter violation than a tummy woman eating truma, right? The Rashi writes, 52. Tummy shachol truma, but we see the shemayim being in the swamp. But Karis is more chamor. It's a Karis. It's true. I mean, Tomei eating truma is a heavy duty issue. It's misa mina shamayim. All right, what's the difference between misa mina shamayim and Karis? You know, Karis can impact other things and children also, as the Rashi throws in. Right, Karis chom misa diyamam dichos and bizarro dichos, can see by review. Okay, Karis is worse in some ways. But in any event, but basically, Rava Rosias Rav Nachman, why doesn't it work? For God, it works to be with Taras Lamaila, should it work to be, it should work for the Torah, teach truma as well. So, yeah, we're going to say a question. So, the answer is, because at the end of the day, being with a husband is a matter of chul, it's not a matter of kachin. It's an ordinary din, and they don't have to have special kavana. But truma is in the category of kachin, and that requires kavana. And that's the sugya there with shechita and so on. All right. Anyway, that's the bottom line for us is what we care about now is the woman happened to be in the mikvah unintentionally. It counts. It works in terms of her being with Taras Labala. Why it's different, Shulman, it's different, I don't know, but that's what we're, at least according to Rav. Biochan disagreed. Biochan says, Afla Beis Alotar. So my hope is Rav and Biochan. Okay? Whether Nensa is a valid tzuk. Rav holds it is. It may not be for Shulman purposes, but for our, you know, for our purposes, Shulabala it is. And Rav Biochan disagrees. Yeah? So, first of all, the Gemara asks later on in the same, on the next daf, Muhammad Aleph, Muhammad Bey, is 53. Hey, Kudabi, Shenensa to Matava. What's the case exactly? How do you have such a case? Hey, Kadomi, Shenensa, I mean, her friend forced her to go down. Right? The woman was nervous, so her friend dragged her down. So then, that's not called, that's not called lack of Kavana. Kavana de Chaverta, Kavana of Ayasi. The friend has Kavana to retire her. So he brings her down, and she brings her down, or brings her in. She may not have wanted to, but the friend's Kavana can count for her. Okay, the friend's calling can count for her. Oh, okay. Like we find, betruma nami achol the tan hachareshes or shelter asuma shindu v'daiti neishem pikos besaklos on achol betruma. All these cases of people who can't have proper das and so on and so forth. So the das of somebody else takes over. We've had that concept before. We had, I think, even this year, right? That someone else's das can work for you. Okay, so that can't be the case. That can't be the case of Nen Savitabla. Because Nen Savitabla, the tefillah would be good. And not only the tefillah would be good for her husband, you know, to be mater of her husband, but it would even be good for truma. That can't be the case. Father, that can't be the case. What then is Nen Savitabla? Amar Papa, Rav Nosson Shenafim and Ageshir, Rav Nosson Shenyorda Lahakir. And that's the machokas of Nosson and Rav Nosson Machokas there in Chulin. But either she fell off a bridge, she slipped and landed in the water. She fell into the water. Or she went in for the purpose of cooling off. She jumped in to cool off. Okay? So, that's the machlokas there where they did kavanah. So Rashi fills it in before, but again, it's a local cooling issue in Laman Al-Mabayt. Rav Nosson, the Omer lo bin and kavanah, hafil hachatikha, the kavanah, the coffee, come here also. Nothing like that. She was good enough. She didn't have in mind to go to the water. Right? When we speak about kavana, kavana can be at different levels. So in our case, she can have a kavana to go into the water, just not to be told of a mikvah. She had absolute kavana to go into the water. It's boiling hot outside, so she decided to. Let's assume she took off her clothes. She was wearing loose fitting clothes, like skinny dipping, whatever. Fine. So she went into the mikvah. She had no intentions to be told about the mikvah. It covers the door. And said, oh, that counts. Sof, she did have kavana for what? For going into the water. The other case is she didn't even have kavana to go into the water. She was complete misasa. She fell. She slipped on something to land on the water. Right, so those are the two differences. That's the machlokas of Nosson Rabbanan there in Chulin. Okay, so we don't need to go into detail now, but that piece of it. But the bottom line is you have a case of that. So let's take the case where, well, either one, either she fell in or she went in for a different purpose. Okay, so bottom line, it's machlokas Rabban Rabbi Yochanan, right? Machlokas Rabban Rabbi Yochanan. So how do we pass it? So the Chidush HaRashba there in Chulin, Lamed Aleph, May 55. Right, so the Indian psak halacha, nearly the kaimel of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, we should paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that this is invalid in tefillah. Why? Says the Rashi, because you have a general rule. The kol rav Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Rabbi Yochanan. One of the kol hara is Rabbi Yochanan. Is Rabbi Yochanan paskin Rabbi Yochanan? So says the Rashi, that's going on here too. Not only that, but Rabbi Could be also sincerely. Because the way the flow of the Gemara, they asked within that Shita. So it sounds from the flow of the Gemara also, like they were arguing within Rabbi Yochanan, we follow like Rabbi Yochanan. And even though Rabbi Nachman had a Terence, the Chulul of Akkadim, but nevertheless, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan against Rab, and Rab against Rabbi Nachman, and Kaim like Rabbi Yochanan. Not only that, for all the Shal Torah, Alech Achar Machmer, which is Machmer, because it's the Torah, this Din of Tefillah, and so on. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about it at the Raisa level. Anyway, at the end of this Chiddush HaRashba, he writes three lines at the bottom. Avo Ra'isi L'Harabba, and that's what he said. He says, the Rashba does, the Rashba says, Allah HaTzakim B'Yachon, okay? Come out at the end, he writes, Avo Ra'isi L'Harabba, though, Shepasa Parishan Shukhtu Goz Karab. Okay? The Rambam seems to pass like Rab, that for the evidence is good. Okay? And they, so he tries to work in the Rambam of the Gemara, but he doesn't agree with it. Dagos Ashri, there in Chulin, Tarbei Simches, same thing, agrees with Rashba. Neither Shenetzim and Tavla could go to Shenafel and Agesher, Shard al Hakir, Rambam and Tarla Beis, and Yochan Afel Beis al Otara, Afel Gad Mamma Chul Novakon, and Nira Lechor the Lachir Yochan, Klapi Rab. That's what he holds. However, other Rishonim disagree. The Ram on the Rif there in Chulin, Zion of an Aleph, the page of the Rif in Chulin, Hahi Pila Hu Ksheira, okay. So he says the Machlokas is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. He said, yeah, the Halachas, even though usually Rav and Yochanan are Rabbi Yochanan, here we pass like Rav, okay, because it's consistent with Din and Chulin and Lo Boy and Kavana, and so the Rav seems to say like we follow Rav, okay. And the Rambam, as the Rashba told us already, says that way. We can see in ourselves now, 58, Perak Aleph, Lavichos Mikvos, Halacha Ches. Kol HaTovel Tzorach Neskavim LeTvilah. Below the Neskavim, also LeTvilah LeChulin. Rambam says you should have Kavona, but if you didn't, so as long as it's for Chulin purposes, which includes being a husband, then it's okay. And Afilu Nidah, Shetovel Velo Kavona, Kagon Shenofel Atoch HaMayim, O Yordel HaKa, Reizim Utaris HaMayim. Chumah Kachem and Tarash Tipu Chavona. Fine, Chumah Kachem not. But the Matalabah, the Rabbin says, but the Evid, it's okay. Alright? And so does the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, it's in Memches, neither Shetavla below Kavona, Kago and Shenafla Tochamayim and Shardal Haker, Hariz and Muteris the Bible. Amor adds, Vyeish Machmir, based on the Rashbo and the Ashri. Thanks. Okay, thank you. Rashbo, the Ravoa adds that since the Sufis agreed, so as we saw, the Ashari and the Rashba said the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So the Ravoa brings here Yesh Machmirin, where Yesh Machmirin, but Tzvichan also Tzvila Acheres, the Yesh Lahachmer Lachatchila. Okay, that's the Rashba, the Ashari and others, and the Ravoa defers that position. The Rambam, the Mechaber goes with the Rambam, and also with the Ran. Okay, and the Ravoa says, well, Yesh Machmirin, that's the Rashba and the Rosh. Okay, now the Shach points out it's according to the test. About Tzvichan, he says even those who require another Tvila, miu ein la levarach kishatap to the tefillah. Quotes the Bach, should not make another bracha. That far we don't go, because again it's only a suffix. And when it comes to the bracha, we wouldn't make another bracha. Okay, and what does it mean to be machmir to go with the Tvila again? So the Shach explains to quote the Samech, Chomar yesh lahakmir lechatkila shatap to the tefillah bekamona. Go do it with the Kavanah this time, Yavashim. But, he quotes the Bach, in Atsa Chamerto, the Atala Kavanah, Chayta Kavanah Ma'al Yisei, the Chul Alma. Everyone agrees that the friend's Kavanah could count in that case. Because in that case we had earlier. Okay? Now you know, I don't want to draw a parallel, just make this a point, that the din is officially, if you daven this one essay without Kavanah, it's supposed to be this one essay, you know that, right? So the Ramor writes, but nowadays we don't send people back for lack of kavanah. Why not? We daven all day. We won't go a second time either, right? So I don't know if say the same thing here. All right. Anyway. I know. It's just intend to do it.
I'll compare it to the omen of Havah,
like Ruchai. Yeah, right. Well, that's like the first brother. Yeah.
Like the understanding of
Mitzvah's Kavanah. We're a bit kiddish by Ruchai, but it's.
But the idea of Mitzvah's Kavanah. Meaning not kavanah.
But I have to with the kavanah lotzei.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it sounds like more like it's,
right,
you don't have to have like kavanahs of.
Right, all kinds of.
Like, I don't know, pitl, whatever there is. All I have to do is know you're going to mikvah. No, there's like falling
over. That's correct. Okay. The Taz also agrees, by the way, it's called Mem, that's page 61. Taz also agrees. He goes, Otsa Chamerta, so the Tavla Amtila Diverko, he goes, Chamerta Amishapi Kamakamala. Okay? It's interesting, the Pishke Tshuva, the Kramer Chavches writes, you know, it says, Otsa Chamerta. So Pishke Tshuva quotes again from Chamunda Daniel, he writes, the Chor Niradavka Chamerta. That's probably someone's a friend of hers, but not somebody who doesn't know, you don't know where the kavanas are, ban on each low. Okay? Second. That's another, look at that, the brackets, also an interesting case. Let's say when she first went in, she didn't have kavana. And then she realized, oh, wait a minute, let me count this for the mikveh already. Right? She went in for cool off. She fell in. Or she fell in. And you know, and now once she did it right, she went, hey, wait a minute. Let me count this number. She didn't pick up her feet. Right, when we said buy him Coleman, buy him Magdina, and then we had that there. You walk in into a dirt floor with the water. Yeah, but here when she went in, she would have come on to go in. So now she doesn't have to pick up her feet. He said, would we need another tefillah there? He gonna love this. He says not. He says it's interesting anyway. Okay? So that's that. Now, another issue that comes up in this same sieve, wrapping up the subject. So, this goes back to a Gemara that we had in Erev, and we had this Gemara already, but now we're looking at the other side of it, a different dip. Remember this Gemara in Nun Hamid Beis, 63. Omar Rabbi Huda Maram, Yoshet Srifin, Behochem in Boros, Chayen, Enu Chayen, Enu Shem, Enu Shalhen. People who live in these huts, and they travel out in the desert with their wives, and so on, their wives and not wives. And the children are not there. What do you mean? Tanya Nami Elazar Eliezer Ish Birya Omer Yoshe Tzimik Yoshe Kvarba but I say Omer Ora Shochem Kamehima my time Ula Omer Yain Lehem Bechatzos. They don't have bathhouses nearby. Okay, the daughters are no good. Not maybe they might be a kosher of life, be a mamzeres or whatever. Why? So because there are no bathhouses nearby. So all the husbands go to somewhere. Maybe the Rashi Shain Lehem Bechatzos. Remember this case? And the woman at home by herself, they'll play around with somebody else, bad news, so she'll become pregnant with somebody else. That's the issue with the set. What is interesting to us is from Yochanan's statement at the end of 63, they should margishin zel and zeb the three. Because they all know when each one is going to the victim. Rashi says, Betzvila, she'en la mikvos, there are no mikvos nearby. V'holchos hanashim lipo v'okam rachok. Okay, the women go to some far off place. V'kor l'chaverta, she lets her friend know, margisha shchenet. And the neighbors know, and some rush will chase after and be with her because she'll always be alone. That's how Rashi learns it. Okay, which would not have anything to do with us. What's the problem? People know she's going to the mikvos, this woman's traveling alone. So a guy wants to, you know, be with this woman. Oh, no, so this is this night. She's going to be over here, you know, out of town, traveling by herself. Perfect target. Okay? But the ghost, Ashri, there in Erevin, hey, Simon Gimel, right? Yoshri, Tzrifin, Kyoshri, Krovin, right? He said, Venerally, Bishril Ze, Nagu Hanashim Leos, Tznuos, Bilel Tvilosin, Sholehech Bimuhuba. Women are private, not going to the mikveh. Based on that Gemara, you know the Gemara is concerned with something else, with, you know, or being attacked, or raped, or whatever, by being alone. Nonetheless, there goes Rashi. We learn from here that a woman in general should not talk about when she's going to the mikveh. You shouldn't talk when going to the mikveh, and that's what the Ramah brings here in Sif Memches. Yesha Kasu Sheisha Isha Leos Sinua Leil Tvilasa V'Chein Nagu Anoshim LaHastir Leil Tvilasa Sholeh Buhua Open Hebrews. Not go public. Everybody knows about it. Shal Yargishu V'Neil Them. Okay. The question: how far do you take this? The women do want to feel private about it, but think about it. Shulchan Aruch is right that if she has to keep certain harchokas, let's say, remember we said about yesterday about not eating, yesterday Tuesday, about not eating meat, and so on and so forth. Right? She should minimize her. So let's say, oh, she's not going to. Everyone's going out to eat, and she's not going to order the meat. Oh, must be she's going to the mikveh. So will we tell her that she can bake the minig? No, that probably don't go. So someone figure it out. Okay, you know, if Sherlock Holmes figures out that he's going to the mikveh, okay, you know, it would have to be so, you know, as we mentioned, that we had Gemara. So Moshe has tshuva. I didn't print it because that's, but we actually saw that tshuva earlier. You know, that the women had special clothes and then when they, some people did know. It's not like there's an isser. Just a matter of tzias, you know, to try and be quiet about it. But the film goes so far as he got there, break from an argument and so on, okay? And so she shouldn't eat meat, even though now people would think she's not eating meat. They won't allow to steak dinner after graduation, and she's going to order salad. Okay, some women order salad anyways. But, you know, if it's going to stand out, we would tell her we'd better let her eat meat because it's gonna, people want to know. It's not, that's such a din. You know, just, she keep it tzaruah, okay?
That's how you deal with, like, say, like, the only way you go
to
mikveh is you tell someone.
Yeah, I'm saying that's something. No choice. You have to get it. Right. Yeah, hold on. And that's what I'm saying. It's not such a strict din. Okay? The last thing I want to mention here, okay, well, just about the, I don't really fully understand how it works. The Ramor brings it in. It's the same Sif Memchaz. We'll move to finish up. It's after the Tefillah is over. After the Tefillah is over. Okay? So it's an unusual Gemara in Brachas Chafim and Aleph. You got up to this, right?
Yeah.
Unusual Gemara in Brachas Chafim and Aleph. You know, where Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan, right? Have a rugel, have a ka'azil, be yosef, a shard, the tefillah. He would hang around not far from where the woman went to the mikveh. Okay? Amri, why? Ki salkim, rosh yisho, ba asim, the tefillah, bistapim bi. Neveli zara, the shapiri kavosi. Rabbi Yochanan, as Rashi says in 68, otam yifei tara. He was extraordinary, noted, very handsome. Remember, that's when Reish Lakish met up with him right away. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, look, my sister looks just like me, and you know, become formal, Rain should marry her. Remember that? Come on. So anyway, Rabbi Yochanan is very attractive, good looking. So he wanted that the woman who came out of the mikveh, the first thing that they should see is him. So the other rabbi said, aren't you afraid of Ayin Hara? Aren't you afraid of Ayin Hara? He said, no, I come from the Zara Shel Yosef, and it says Bein Paras Ale Ayin, and the children of Yosef are not susceptible to Ayin Hara. I hope you understand that. Okay. That's the one Brochus Chafim Rebeis, and the Rashi says that, Ali Ayin means Sulokman Ayin, right? There's no Ayin Har. Okay. So, implication of that Gemara is when a woman comes out of Mikta, looks at someone good looking, so she'll be pregnant. If she comes pregnant, her baby will also be good looking. Okay, I don't know how that works out medically, but that's what the Gemara says. All right, there's a similar Gemara in Psochim, Kufin Al Mahod, kind of reverse case. Hai man de poga be itza be inna de sakha be tilas mitza, ii karam shamish. That's the first one. Second one. Okay. If you come upon a person, man, not their husband, sees her, so now it could be that the ruach's nus will come over either him or her based on that interaction. And so he's supposed to sort of say a pasuk to ward this off. 70. The others say no, it doesn't mean that pasuk, it means a different pasuk. It's not the same two words. Eo parakim base pasuk mafala. So anyone shofei buz on the demon, and ziyach afikim no. Alright. Anyway, now listen to this one. You saw this, I don't know what it means, but the rokeach, right? Kol isha shetolo pogaba kelev. Woman went to the mikveh, the first thing she sees is out of the dog. And then the Shim Shambai, which has a relation with the wife, the children will become a chuar, and then they look like a dog. The children have a parent who look like a dog. Pug of a chamor, the first thing she saw was a donkey. Yay tipshin. He'll be stupid like a donkey. Children. Okay. Pug of Amaretz. So Bana Amaretz. Okay. And the Rokeach, this is the Shim Yazayim. The Rokeach quotes the Gemara of Yochanan. Yochanan wanted to help out. We don't want it to prevent that. They want to make that first thing we see is him. Okay? And which would mean a donkey or a pig or a dog and so on. Alright? And if you do, then you say these psukim and so on. So bottom line is today, we're not really worried about this because usually the first person the woman sees which comes out of the mikveh is the mikveh lady. Probably. Or you know, she comes out of the room, so she sees the other ladies waiting in the waiting room. You know, so they don't come up. The Kolbo also has an arichas on this in Simkuf Mem Hey. I don't think you get the point. The whole arichas, you know, if she sees the dog, so the this will result, right? The Torah looks like dog, the donkey, so the Torah is foolish. And he says, Ein lo reshus, therefore she shouldn't be with her husband. That's the first thing she saw. They say this pasuk. And then he goes on, the kobold does him saying outside. You want to look at it, look at it. He said, you see a person with this and this quality, you can be sure that he was conceived after the mother came out of the mikveh and saw X, Y, and Z. The person is very harsh. Or very, no, it's because the mother saw this and this when she came out of the mikveh. Bottom line is, I wouldn't bother with this, but it does appear in the Shofar. Here in the end of Simon Chesna Ramo, anyway. Should meet up with a friend. First thing she's seen about Dabar Tomei or Goy. Then in the Shemayim, it talks to the people. That's how far it goes. She really raised Shemayim. The first thing she saw was a dog or a pig or a donkey. She went back into the mikveh. If not, you can't dismiss the tefillah. Okay. All right. That's the end of that Ramah. The Shach and Zukot and one other thing. The Shach and Zukot and Samach Aleph discussed this. Also, he quotes Kolbo, quotes the Pesukim. He's the one who mentions, it's not clear which Pesuk. I printed both Pesukim up there. Pesuk Tilin, Parakuv Zayin, Pesuk Mem, Shofet, Buz, on Adiv, Yisam, Vayasein, Bas, Besolo, Dara, one of Pesukim, Eo, Parakim, Meis, Pesuk Chafal, Shofet, Buz, on Adiv, Meziah, Hapik, and Ribo. Okay, whatever. And what does Amoritz mean? Pesukei Teshuvah writes in the Sukkot Chof Tez means he doesn't know how to read. He doesn't know how to read Kriya Shma. Mamash Amoritz Gomer Shelo Kriya Shma. Okay. Be that as it may.
Same
dinner
like
Chayin Omer Nagvar Mizuz. Maybe. The last thing that I won't mention. You look back and say, the last thing I won't mention. Ayin LeKamon Sof Reish Aleph. Some range alum. Imutu lahatil chamin lemikveh, which we talked about already. Remember on Friday night, you can put hot water in the mikveh. Oh, imutu lirchotz achar hatiyuna. So it's really in Simreish Aleph, but I wrapped up the source with that because Ramah does say to take a look at it. Let's listen to Ramah and take a look at it, the last few sources. Okay, there was a Gemara in Shabbos, and there's no Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos, Yud Dalad Aleph, 77. Gemara says Amar Bibi Amar Vasi. In the old days, women used to have to be tunneled in, you know, water, into caves, wherever else. And sometimes it was very dirty or smelly. Okay, so when they came out, they would wash themselves off to get the mikveh water off. The mikveh is a perfectly kosher mikveh. It turns into a matir to her husband. That's good. Okay, but it was unpleasant. You know, it was physically unpleasant. So they would wash themselves off. You saw these also? They would wash themselves off, right? So some people, it began to be a regular practice. And Gozol HaTumah, they had to stop this practice. All right, what happened? Omer Abayish, Omer Lo Elam Etam, Elam Etam. People began to misunderstand. And you used to think the mikveh is two stages. Stage one is going down into the mikveh pool. And stage two is washing off the water. Or a modern time showering. So you think that both things are necessary. Okay, immersing in a mikveh. Okay. And I guess women eventually started doing it even when they weren't being tovelis in smelly, dirty places. They were in a regular mikveh. People began to think that the showering afterwards, or the washing in Mayim Shuvim afterwards, or jumping into a pool afterwards, was a necessary part. Okay? So I'm like, Rabbi, might not be good. So let them think that. Who cares? They still went into the right mikveh water. People began to mix the ikkar into the tafel, the ikkar, and they think, oh, the real issue, the real thing is the shower. Okay, the other thing is just a prerequisite or to a first step. Going to the mikveh pool, they didn't understand the dinim. Right? And people get to think, oh, the main thing is the shower. So, you know what? Even if I skip the first step altogether, and I get in trouble.
That's different than showering before.
What?
Why is that different than showering before? Women shower before, yeah, so you didn't think it's the issue.
Yeah, they didn't, that they didn't support Bar Chafib. It's a good question. But anyway, that is the concern. Okay, and therefore the practice developed. And you're afraid of the same thing. Like they shower before, they'll think that you don't.
That is part.
That is part of it, right? That they know is part of it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
You want them to.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay,
but anyway, so the Mordechai in the back of Shuras and Hichos Mikvavos Rebbe's Tov Shin Nun Shomati Korat Tagra Maliz and Abodah Sos Tovos in Mitzvah Achar Tzil Bemechad. Some object, therefore, to women who go into Mechad into a bath or shower after going to the mikveh, And he goes, Kenka Dam Rabbeinu, I'm sure that is. Also the tefillah, therefore the tefillah is no good. Okay, now he says, I don't think you could possibly the tefillah based on that. Okay, and Karl Dam Rabbeinu, I feel like Hatzilichol, it's okay. All right? Because that Xer is different and so on, it wasn't on everybody. Bottom line is, Shulchan brings it in, not by us, again, Ramot said, look ahead. It's in Sim Reish Aleph, Sif Ayin Hay. And that's in the Ramot. Ramot says, Ula Achar Hatrila B'may Mikvah Ksherim. He writes, Muteres Likonis Lamerchot Kadesh Chameima Atzmo. She can go into the bathhouse, okay, to heat up, to warm herself up. Avalachzor B'lichot Tzachar Kadesh Oshim. Some say, but not to bathe herself after.
So what's lahatil cham in the mikvah that he mentions here?
That's the case of putting hot water in the mikvah, like the Friday night. No, we talked about that.
Yeah, but that's...
That's also somewhere else.
Well, that's a different topic.
Yeah. We talked about that. Okay. Now, the question is today, the different practice...
What's she allowed to do?
Apparently the bathhouse looks like this, like a steam room or something. It's to hot beat herself up. Okay, but... But it's not to go into the water.
She can't actually.
That's what he says. Some objected to go into the even to go to the bathhouse. Okay, but that wasn't the issue. This was only the mayim apsul. That's what the what the Mordechai says. But in any event, what about today? Okay. And again, at the end, he writes, "Our bath is like steam room." Look at the end. I'm sure ready. Look at the end of the Mordechai in 79. Beliah hedut mirah the mechol shalonu shel zeyah. You go in there to sweat up. The shvitz. You go in there to sweat up. Lekam on the palik the shori. Okay, that for sure that's okay because they're not going. The steam room doesn't have any water that you can be told on. The issue is actually washing or showering down. So in terms of contemporaries, so there are those who say the only iser is halacha l'maaser. A woman comes home after the mikvah, she take a shower. That's what I'm asking, right? That's his din, right? She went to the mikvah, she comes home, she wants to take a shower. So, and again, when, it may come up, I don't want to say, but and again, our mikvah is all filtered and everything else, and have some of those issues, so much with dirt and discomfort, but...
Chlorine.
Huh?
Chlorine.
Yeah, chlorine, right? But let's say she has chlorine on her, that's a good example, we'll take the chlorine off. Or, I remember a woman... My wife told me afterwards, I cried to be like, so she had to go to the mikveh on Motzei Yom Kippur. Okay? Well, yesterday there were 600 men in the mikveh, And the woman was like, felt very, awkward. The water's been, 600 men water, and the mikveh men are schwitzed up or whatever. Okay, so the woman felt a little queasy. My wife said, once happened to her, I don't remember, she said, once happened to her, just go, don't think about it. Go in. And go out and just do it. So this woman might have felt she comes out, she just wants to get the feeling off her. So the question can take a shower. So some poskim say that the only gzera was to mamish go right into when you come out of the mikveh, right into the bath. And you're still in the mikveh premises, you right away bathe the shower. That you can't do. Once you get home, it's not a problem. And there's a bit of a time delay. By the time you get home, that's not a problem. Okay. But others are making other machmir say no, you can't take a shower anytime that night. The night should be. The next morning she took a shower. Not that night. And there's another opinion that says once the husband touched her, that doesn't mean he slept with her. Once he touched her, they took advantage of her being tahora, so to speak. Right? The husband touched her now, so now it's also mutter. So I think, it's different men hugging today. Different men hugging. Okay?
What's put on the whole night, even after they had relations?
Yeah, that night, they're about to go. It doesn't make sense with it, some way, you're right. But the other opinion, you don't have to have a relation, just that he touched her and so on, so it's also not. Okay.